بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Our need for Allah Almighty is beyond description. We are dependent upon Him in all our conditions and states, requiring His assistance in all our affairs. He, glorified be He, brought us into existence from non-existence, nurtured us with blessings, guided us to what benefits us, and turned us away from what harms us. Our Lord, exalted be His majesty, is the one who created us, and in He is in no need of our creation. He did not create us to increase in number from fewness, nor to gain strength through us from weakness, nor does He need us in any matter. His creation of us was a pure favor from Him, glorified and exalted be He, which He bestowed upon us. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers, creation after creation, within three darknesses. That is Allah, your Lord. To Him belongs the dominion. There is no deity except Him, so how are you averted? Imagine that you were not created. What would have happened? Would the universe have been disrupted without you? Would have the existing beings been in need of your existence? Did not a time pass before your existence, and the universe was as it is, and no one needed you to exist for their sake? And after your passing, those who live will continue to live, and the universe will be as it is, and people will be as they are, Allah Almighty said. Does man not remember that we created him before while he was nothing? Yes, times passed before the creation of Adam, peace be upon him, when humans were not mentioned because they were not yet created. Then times passed after the existence of humans, when each one of us was not mentioned or known because we had not yet been born. It was Allah's favor upon us that He created humankind. Then He favored us by making us from the progeny of Adam. When Zechariah, peace be upon him, was given the glad tidings of a son and was amazed that he would be granted a child in old age, even though his wife was barren, the answer was, an angel said, "Thus it will be, your Lord says, it is easy for me, for I created you before while you were nothing." Jubair ibn Mut'im, while still a polytheist, heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting Surah At-Tur. When he reached this verse, "Or were they created by nothing, or were they the creators?" he said, "My heart was about to fly." After acknowledging our dependence on Allah for our very existence, we must recognize our need for Allah for our survival and the continuation of our species. Allah Almighty, who is free of need from us, has always been and is still capable of destroying us and eliminating us, and replacing us with other humans like us. Indeed, He is capable of abolishing our species and creating another creation other than us, who worship Him and do not disobey Him even for a blink of an eye. The Quran clearly states the reality of our dependence upon our Lord, exalted be His majesty, for our survival and the continuation of our species. O mankind, you are those in need of Allah, while Allah is free of need, the praiseworthy. If He wills, He can do away with you and bring forth a new creation, and that is not difficult for Allah. We are in need of Allah Almighty for our guidance and our faith, and for worshipping Him, glorified and exalted be He. If not for Allah, we would not have been Muslims, nor would we have believed, nor prayed, nor fasted, nor done righteous deeds, nor avoided prohibitions. We are not the most intelligent of humans, nor the strongest, nor the most powerful. But Allah has favored us with guidance, while others who were not guided went astray. Say, do not consider your Islam a favor to me. Rather, Allah has confirmed favor upon you, that He has guided you to the faith, if you should be truthful. And He, glorified be He, said in a hadith Qudsi, "O my servants, all of you are astray except those whom I have guided. So seek guidance from me, and I shall guide you." He, exalted be His majesty, deserves that we praise Him and magnify Him for this guidance, as He commanded in the context of the verses about the rites of Hajj. And remember Him as He has guided you, for indeed you were before that among those astray. How many people have gone astray from the path of faith? And there is no guide for them. Indeed, the vast majority of humans are the people of misguidance, and their abode is a fire. Our Lord, glorified be He, has made us among the believers who are few. Recognize the magnitude of Allah's blessing of guidance upon you, and realize the extent of your need for Him and steadfastness upon your faith. For whoever Allah leads astray, there is no path for their guidance. He, glorified be He, said, Do you wish to guide those whom Allah has sent astray? And he whom Allah sends astray, never will you find him away. We are in need of Allah Almighty for the continuity of our faith and steadfastness. We have no steadfastness except by Allah and His help. Therefore, He, glorified be He, mentioned that those firm in knowledge say, Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate after you have guided us. And the one praying recites in every unit of prayer this blessed supplication, Guide us to the straight path. We are in need of Allah Almighty for our provision. Who provides for us other than our Lord, our Creator, our Bestower? Creation, no matter how great they are, how strong they become, or how high their status reaches, cannot provide for themselves, let alone provide for others. All of them are dependent upon Allah, who delivers their provisions to them wherever they are. And there is no creature on earth but that upon Allah is its provision. Allah Almighty has combined the mention of our dependence on Him in creation and provision in many verses. For after our Lord, exalted be His Majesty, created us, we have no sustenance and cannot survive except through His provision. Allah is the one who created you, then provided for you, then will cause you to die, and then will give you life. Are there any of your partners who does anything of that? Exalted is He and high above what they associate with Him. He commanded us, glorified be He, to continually remember this great blessing and not to forget it. O mankind, remember the favor of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? And if He withholds His provision, who will provide for us? Or who is it that could provide for you if He withheld His provision? Provision is sought from the one who owns it and is capable of providing it. Our Lord, exalted be His Majesty, holds the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Indeed, those who worship besides Allah do not possess for you the power of provision. So seek from Allah provision and worship Him and be grateful to Him. To Him you will be returned. We are in need of Allah Almighty for our food, drink, clothing, and health, and in all our affairs. Allah Almighty said in Hadith al-Qudsi, O my servants, all of you are astray except whom I have guided, so seek guidance from me, and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry except whom I have fed, so seek food from me. I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are unclothed except whom I have clothed, so seek clothing from me. I shall clothe you. Our need for Allah Almighty is constant and inseparable from us. All of our movements and stillness are by Allah's decree and administration. Whoever acknowledges that submits to the worship of his master, exalted be his majesty, and is among the successful and triumphant, and whoever denies it is among the arrogant and perished. So recognize the right of Allah Almighty, acknowledge his favor, and disassociate yourselves from any power and might except by Allah. Indeed, such disassociation, except from Allah's power and might, is a treasure from the treasures of paradise because it contains acknowledgement of the perpetual need for Allah Almighty. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet ﷺ came upon him while he was saying, There is no might nor power except with Allah. He said, O Abdullah ibn Qais, shall I not guide you to a word which is a treasure from the treasures of paradise? It is, there is no might nor power except with Allah. And to Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth, and to Him is due worship constantly. Then is it other than Allah that you fear? And whatever you have favor, it is from Allah. Whatever you have of favor, it is from Allah. Then when adversity touches you, to Him you cry for help. Then when He removes the adversity from you, at once a part of you associates others with their Lord. So they deny what we have given them, then enjoy yourselves, for you are going to know. It was the way of the messengers and the righteous to affirm their utter dependence upon Allah Almighty. Acknowledge your inability, weakness, and need, and disavow any other power or might. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most affirming of his utter need of Allah Almighty, acknowledging his favor, enumerating his blessings, and persisting in supplicating to him. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, said that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to his bed, he would say, "Praise is due to Allah who has fed us, provided us drink, satisfied us, and gave us protection. Many are those who have no one to provide for them or give them shelter." He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to cultivate his offspring and his community upon constantly acknowledging their utmost need for Allah Almighty in everything. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his daughter Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, "What prevents you from listening to my advice to you that you should say when you wake up and when you go to sleep, O ever living, O self-sustaining, O self-subsisting sustainer, by your mercy I seek assistance, rectify for me all of my affairs, and do not leave me to myself for the blink of an eye." So follow the way of the prophets and the righteous in affirming their utmost dependence and need of Allah Almighty. How much do we need to revive this dependence in our hearts after they have hardened with sins? Do not be deceived by your status, wealth, health, and the blessings bestowed upon you, for that is from the clearest evidence of your need, because you cannot bear to part with them, and none can maintain their existence except Allah Almighty. Let us declare our utmost need for Allah Almighty. We are in need of Allah Almighty for the righteousness of our hearts, our steadfastness upon our faith. We are in need of Him for protecting ourselves, our children, and our wealth from diseases, accidents, and calamities. We are in need of Him for the continuity of our securities and stability. We are in need of Him, exalted be He, for the perpetuation of the blessings He has bestowed upon us. How much are we in need of Allah Almighty for the righteousness of our homes, the uprightness of our spouses and children, upon what benefits them in this world and the hereafter? How much we are in need of our Lord's pardon and mercy so that we may be freed from the fire and granted His pleasure? May Allah Almighty make us among those who constantly affirm their utter need for Him. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. Hada wa salatu salam ala rasulillah.